Hi, hola. Did you know that you can listen to all my Spanish audiobooks for free on YouTube, Spotify, and more? To get the links, go to kerapido.com/listen, or simply tap the link in the episode description. You can listen to my free Spanish audiobooks wherever you are. Hi, welcome to Speak Spanish with María Fernández. I'm María Fernández, and this podcast is brought to you by my Spanish learning website, kerapido.com. At kerapido.com, you can see the free transcript of this lesson. To get it, tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device. Today you're going to discover 10 Spanish words that you already know. Today's question comes from Stephen, one of my Facebook followers. Stephen says, I've noticed that there are many Spanish words that look quite similar in English, but they don't always mean the same thing. Can you give me some words that look similar in both languages and also have the same meaning? Words that look similar in English and Spanish and have the same meaning are called cognates, true cognates, or simply true friends. Words that look similar but have a different meaning are called false cognates, or false friends. There are dozens of everyday words in Spanish that look similar or even identical in English. In previous lessons, we've seen some of them. Learning true cognates or true friends is the fastest way of expanding your Spanish vocabulary. Whenever I'm studying a language, I always try to learn as many cognates as possible. I find it really motivating to learn new words fast, and it helps me become familiar with other, more difficult words. Today I'm going to introduce you to 10 true cognates. These are 10 words that look identical in both languages and have the same meaning. Notice that the 10 words I've chosen for you today are all masculine nouns. Here they are. Repeat them after me. El alcohol. The alcohol. El alcohol. El animal. The animal. El animal. El bar. The bar. El bar. El cable. The cable. El cable. El director. The director, el director. El doctor. The doctor, el doctor. El hospital. The hospital, el hospital. El motel. The motel. El motel. El motor. The motor. El motor. El piano. The piano. El piano. Let's say those 10 words again. Repeat after me. El alcohol. The alcohol, el alcohol. El animal. The animal, el animal. El bar. The bar, el bar. El cable. The cable, el cable. El director. The director. El director. El doctor. The doctor. El doctor. El hospital. The hospital. El hospital. El motel. The motel. El motel. El motor. The motor. El motor. El piano. The piano. El piano. Those 10 words are easy to learn and remember, but they often aren't easy to pronounce. The main problem is that you're going to be tempted to say them like in English, and that's going to make them very difficult to understand. These are some of the pronunciation mistakes you're likely to be making. When you say el alcohol and el hospital, make sure your H is silent. El alcohol. El alcohol. El hospital. El hospital. In the word el cable, make sure you say the B before the L. El cable. El cable. When saying the 10 words in this lesson, remember to pronounce the vowels correctly. A, E, I, O, U. In particular, make sure you don't drop the E in el cable and that the O in el piano sounds O. El piano. And not like in the English, piano. And one final tip. Notice that the stress on many of these words goes on a different vowel in English. El alcohol. El animal. El director. El doctor. El hospital. El motor. And now let's do a listening drill. Can you tell me what these 10 words mean? El animal. El animal. The animal. El piano. El piano. The piano. El hospital. El hospital. The hospital. El bar. El bar. The bar. El director. El director. The director. El alcohol. El alcohol. The alcohol. El motel. El motel. The motel. El doctor. El doctor. The doctor. El motor. El motor. The motor. El cable. El cable. The cable. Now let's do speaking drill. Can you tell me these 10 words in Spanish? Make sure you're saying them correctly. The motor. El motor. El motor. The piano. El piano. El piano. The alcohol. El alcohol. El alcohol. The doctor. El doctor. El doctor. The cable. El cable. El cable. The animal. El animal. El animal. The hospital. El hospital. El hospital. The bar. El bar. El bar. The motel. El motel. El motel. The director. El director. El director. To recap, let's say those 10 words again. Repeat after me. El alcohol. El animal. El bar. El cable. El director. El doctor. El hospital. El motel. El motor. El piano.
Before I go, let me remind you that on YouTube you can listen to every episode of this podcast 48 hours before anywhere else. My YouTube channel is Speak Spanish with Maria. You can find the link in the episode description, together with all the other links I've mentioned in this episode. To get plenty of Spanish speaking practice and to master the Spanish verbs super fast, play my free audiobooks. I have a Spanish for Beginners course, a Sherlock Holmes story in Spanish, and a series of 1 hour verb practice audiobooks, among others. You can listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, and more. To get the links, go to my website, kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com, kerapido.com, or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.